I think because people aren't comfortable with themselves and they need to fill their void of loneliness.
Definitely. Definitely.
Like, people always have to be stimulated. Like, I'm not saying everybody, but I see it all the time. People always have to be, like, a lot of people feel like they have to be around people all the time and they have to keep themselves from actually facing themselves. Mm-hmm. And that is what plays into this, like, toxic, like, relationship cycle and trauma where people are just passing these negative characteristics onto each other and they go into this relationship with this same mindset they had that they learned from that other toxic relationship. They don't go in it with a clean slate because they didn't do the work. Yeah. Welcome to Mind Over Matter, baby. I'm your host, Deja Wallace. If this is your first time joining me, welcome. If this is not, shout out to you. You real. You loyal. I appreciate you. Shout out to you. Episode 63, Mind Over Matter. I got these lovely folks in here with me. Yay. I love that for Mind Over Matter. We got, this is going to be an exciting episode. Very, very controversial. I'm going to be like the instigator. I'm going to be like a mediator. Not an instigator, a mediator. Sorry, yeah. Not an instigator.
But she really want to instigate.
Low key. But no, I'm going to be like on my Oprah Winfrey shit. I'm going to just let the conversation flow. I'm not trying to take sides. But we're going to be talking about relationships. I don't know shit about relationships. Nah, but a beautiful black chocolate queen like me can't keep a nigga.
Sexy chocolate nigga like me can't keep a bitch.
Yeah,
I've never watched Snowfall, to be honest.
It's a really good show. You should tap in.
Yeah, I know. I need to watch it.
Yeah,
I don't have Hulu, so yeah.
I don't really feel like I can speak a lot about relationships, but I feel like I give good advice still, but I don't know.
I mean, like, relationships are not hard to maintain. It's just, like, the people that's involved and, you know,
what
intent.
What do you think makes a good relationship? Since you are the relationship, like, expert here.
I'm not really an expert.
But you've been in the most relationships out of all. How much relationships have you been in?
I've been two solid ones.
That's calm.
Okay, one of you, three.
That's calm. Nilch.
That's by choice, too.
None. Yeah, but go.
Yeah. I don't know. I would say it's the intent of both parties involved. You know, what you want for each other and want with each other. So if there's good intentions, you guys like each other, there's a vibe there, there's a connection, then the relationship can go well. It really depends on, you know, what you want for the person and how you see the person.
Mm. Yeah. I agree. I'm more so picky. I'm looking for marriage. So, like, if I don't see a future long term, like kids, family, like that type of vibe, I'm not entertaining it.
Me either.
I just don't want to waste time.
Yeah, me either. I definitely want, like, a long-term relationship. I've always said that. Like, every guy I've talked to, I'll be like, okay, but let's be friends first, because I always wanted to marry, like, someone that I've been friends with first. So.
And me and you were talking earlier, I feel like that comes from what we see, too. We see positive, like, representation of, like, black love in our family. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, for me, like, I grew up with a very loving father. That's what we... Didn't you say your father?
My father. But my parents' relationship isn't the most, like, and it's crazy because this is the second time I've talked about this on the internet. But, like, maybe I have trauma I have to fix. But my parents got divorced when I was young. So growing up in that type of environment, it was like, okay, like, all right, when I have kids of my own, I don't want them to go through something like this. Like, and I don't want to be miserable and stay with a guy that I don't want to be with. So what do? As I get older, learn what I like, what I don't like in a relationship. And, you know, if I'm with somebody, learn how to talk it out besides being petty, mm-hmm. you know? So, and a lot of people in our generation, they're very, very petty. Like,
they love the toxicity.
They'll go back and forth with you day and night, like, act like cat and dog. Like, I'm not going to sit here and fuss and fight with you. Like, it's either we fix this problem that we obviously have and mm-hmm. be adults about it, or you gotta go.
Why do you think our generation loves toxic relationships so much?
It's a
I feel like it's like really like,
it's a culture. It's just in the musics and everything. Yeah. Like,
but I feel like the generation before us, like, you know that 90s love, even the music.
Because it was in the music.
You think it's the music?
It's the music. It's the music. It's the artist. They it's literally like brainwashing you to like be a hoe, almost, like, you know, like, I, like, listen to Future, listen to, like, you know, we, it's more than one, we're all, like, what Waka Flocka say, got a main and a mistress, mm-hmm. a couple girlfriends, I'm so hood rich, like you said, gotta,
yeah,
what he said, I forgot, he says a lot of shit,
he Waka does, Waka I just know Waka,
single now, that's the crazy thing,
see? Oh, and yeah. He was doing so good,
and he had, he was with that woman for so long,
Tammy,
yeah, and I think, like, they got a divorce and everything, and even I think the daughter that she raised with him, like, that was somebody else's daughter.
Interesting.
That's crazy. That. I don't know. I'm pretty sure that's what happened. Cause it was like weird and a little sketchy, but she still kept that daughter as her own too. So.
Yeah, but to blame music is really crazy. But it is some truth to that.
There is.
Music is powerful. Like, even when I think about, like, you know, like, those love songs, like Lionel Richie, like, these guys were singing high pitch, like, on some Earth, Wind, and Fire, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, music is emotion. Like, there's a reason why you play, like, rap music or hip-hop music or whatever gets you in the zone at the gym, high pitch music to get you ready, because you know you're going to be in the zone and energetic. And working out. But then when you're in your feelings, you want to play soul songs or R&B songs. Like, you can't play a Summer Walker, a kind of, like, these days, I guess. Because it's kind of, like, low-key toxic, too.
Yeah, it is.
And then, but, like, you have to play, like, your Aaliyah, your Mary J. Blige. Yeah, like, you have to play the old stuff because that's the time. That's how you're feeling. You're not, like, looking to find another man or another woman, like, to try to...
There was no Summer Walkers, like, back then.
No.
Like, none. I can't think of any. Like, anybody that was close to Summer Walker, like...
Like, I feel like there probably was, but it wasn't mainstream.
It probably wasn't coming to mind.
Like, I think of Little Kim.
But there's a lot of, like, Summer Walkers now. You know what I mean?
I don't know. Like, I feel like a lot of the artists now, they all sound a bit repetitive. Like, SZA, she has, like, that whole thing with her first debut album, like, with the Weeknd vibe and, like, oh, like, we sharing a nigga and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got Summer Walker crying every time she breaks up with her music industry or a weirdo or whatever boyfriend she got this time. And, you know, like, no judgment to these women at all whatsoever. Like, whatever gets your creative juices flowing. But at the same time, like, us, the listeners, listening to this and intaking it, it's like, okay, if
this is SZA cool.
can do it and Summer Walker can do it, then, hey, I could do it too. Yeah. Like, it's empowering. Like, people look to music as empowering, like, outlets.
And the thing about, like, reciting these lyrics, like, the tongue has a lot of... In a way, we can manifest it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, definitely. It's a lot of power in the tongue. And we just say it as if it's like, you know, it's just music. And that's an excuse to sing these songs, but...
Yeah, it's not just music. It's instilled in you.
You know what's so crazy is, like, just recently, I just got out of a situation or whatever. And the way I heal is listening to music. There's usually, like, one song that I have in my playlist I always listen to, and it just makes me bawl and cry. And it's very relatable to a lot of relationships that, okay, I'd say, like, or situationships I've been in, and it's, like, it's very triggering for me to always listen to it. Like, not in a bad way, but, like, it triggers me to cry and release. And in that song in particular, she just spoke about that. A lot, like, about it and just talking about how it really triggered her. Because a lot of women deal with that a lot in relationships nowadays where they feel like the guy is leaving them lost in the wind and dazed and confused. You don't see a lot of guys being passionate and telling you straight up a lot of things. Not all guys, I just want to say. I just think most guys will leave you up in the wind, leave you dazed and confused, and have you busting your brain over it for days on end. And when you confront them, they tell you some bullshit like, oh, it's because, like, I got my problems or whatever, I got my issues. And then in the midst of the argument, they're blaming everything on you. Like, it's contradicting. It's two things that are just very contradicting. Like, if you're saying one thing here, then how come it doesn't coincide with what you said the other day? Or maybe... You know, like, there's a what ifs, and it just kind of, like, it's annoying for the receiver because you're like, yo, like, what is the real story here?
But the story is you got to figure out yourself before you even enter a relationship. People who don't even express or be passionate about what they want, or if they have an issue, they just run away because they don't know how to deal with their problems or the issue at hand. So they just run away, and that's why, that's probably what it is. So, I mean... That's just how I feel about that. I feel like you gotta. I remember my sister said, telling me I was going on the date actually, and she said, "Why are you going out? You need to look inward." And I was like, because she was asking me like, "Who is this person?" I said, "Yeah, this is a woman. You know, she caught my eye. How old is she? You know, older than me. Why are you going out tonight with her? Like, what's your?" I was like, I don't know. Just to
that's a good sister.
Just to, you know, just to hang out, get to know her. And she was like, you need to look inward. And then I said, hey, listen, and I did have stuff to do that night, and I was like stopping it for her.
Yeah,
and then I was just like, hey, listen, I have a busy schedule and I have a bunch of things to do, and I just think tonight it should be canceled. But I hope you understand. She was able to understand. Like, straight like that.
Yeah.
And it's that simple. It's not that hard to tell somebody what it is and what's up. I feel like you'll be a lot better if that person knows. And I don't understand how you can go days without expressing your frustration or being honest with your person that you're involved with. So I don't understand that.
Do you like older women? Because I feel like...
how old are you?
26.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Enough. Okay.
Do you like older women? Because I feel like a lot of men, especially my age, are very, they lack emotional intelligence. How old are you? 22.
They easily pick up a book and learn. But I remember when I was 22.
I feel like a lot of them lack emotional intelligence. And females do develop faster than males. But it's like so much faster. And just, I feel like.
It's true. That's
it's
true.
So much faster in this generation. I feel like I'm light years ahead of the guys that are.
No, that's so true. And it's, I mean, one, because, you know, dad's not in the homes anymore like that. But also, they say you're not a man until you're 27. So if that's a saying, and I'm turning. That's like a popular saying, for real.
Really?
Yeah.
I heard that. I thought it was 25, too. You fully developed at 25. I heard 25.
27? Maybe I have to do more research, but I've heard that saying, and and I turned 27 next month, so.
Oh, when's your birthday?
June 13th.
Hey, turn up.
Yeah.
No, can't. Oh, yeah, Gemini.
Yeah. You about to go in. You about to go in.
Cancer, I'm like, oh, nah, that's July. I gotta go, Jesus. Okay, then stop laughing.
Now I want to know what's wrong. What's up? Where are you going with that?
No, I don't want to talk about signs.
Oh, okay. I get you. I know. I get it. Okay. I could have said anything. Yeah.
I really don't get. I don't get it.
Okay. Yeah.
So next question. Next question.
Yeah, but like, do you feel like that? Do you feel like?
I like older women.
Yeah, like, why do you like older women? You didn't even answer that.
I don't have a preference. No, I don't have a preference. Okay. It was I saw this woman because I don't really approach women unless mm-hmm. I see something I like.
Mm-hmm. So, and what makes you approach a woman?
So if they were, mainly for me, it's like what they have on. Like, I feel like how you come outside, you must care about yourself at least it's to some degree, you know.
Okay.
And she had on this yellow jacket, and I was like, wow, that's a nice yellow jacket. Mm-hmm. And I just approached her. I was like, hey, that's a nice yellow jacket. Like, where'd you? She's like, I just got it from. And I was like, oh, that's cool. Like, you know, you look great. I don't usually do this, but you caught my eye. Like, you know, I would love to, like, you know, take you out sometime. And she was like, oh yeah, that'd be nice. And blah, blah, blah. That's where it went. Unfortunately, that date never happened. But like, that's what usually catches my eye. It does. I don't have a preference. Just be over 18. Like, that's it.
Okay. Oh gosh, I'm weak. Wow. I don't know.
I feel like
I don't approach guys, so.
You don't? No.
As a man, I wish women would. Because I personally see the signals when a woman, like, is checking me out. I personally, like, I don't, right now I'm at that point where I don't want to, like, exert that energy. But if you really like someone, like, you really think, oh, that guy is attractive, I want to talk. Let us, like, don't, you don't have to tell us that we're
it's
cute.
Rejection. We don't. We
no, it's not. Rejection. It's not even rejection. I guarantee you, you will not get rejected.
It's not That's rejection not true. For me. I've went to a guy before. It's just like
what
I'm not. I approached him. I was like, hey, how are you? You know, you're a handsome young man. Let's hang out sometime. Just like the generic shit, you know? Mm-hmm. And, like, we never ended up hanging out. Because I'm a busy woman. Like, I'm, you know, like, I got stuff I got to handle. Like, nine times out of ten, I might flop on you. But.
So then why?
That's the thing. Like, I'd be, like, putting myself in situations. And I'm like, damn, like, I feel bad. But, like. My thing is, like, I approach guys and I hang out with them and then, like, it doesn't go anywhere. Like, you know, and I feel like anytime I make that first move of approaching the guy, I feel like it's my responsibility now. Like, oh, my God. Like, maybe I should have never did that. Maybe I should have never put that out there. But at the same time, it's not even, like...
That's interesting.
Not that I want to, like, I have a problem with, like, committing to putting my all into somebody. I could definitely do that. It's just like, I don't want to put myself out there and then like it ends up being some shit like I like that they want something out of me that I don't want to give them and I want something out of them.
So when you say you approach them, I feel like I would feel like that too. Like I'm responsible to cater to this relationship now. And does it make you feel more masculine when you do that?
Yes. And two, let me tell you something. it's also like sometimes I feel like if I'm approaching a guy, yes, I do feel masculine, but I also feel like once I interact with them and then, you know, they try to talk to me or whatever and we talking and then they try to switch the whole dynamic into something that I didn't even want it to be.
Like
and,
what?
Like... Example, right? Me and this guy, we're working together, right? I find him attractive. You know, I hang out with him one time, and then we start texting all the time, and I'm like, oh, this is going great. I think we might be ending up in, like, some romantic, you know, romance. Like, okay. And then next thing you know, he's just trying to kill. Like, and that's cool and all, but that's not what I signed up for, like. That's not what I want, at least, you know, not as of right now. Like, And I don't want it to be, like, a casual thing, like, of us just fucking. Like, that's not what I wanted either.
I feel like, as a man, I'm not a man, but as a man, I'm not a man. I'm her. But sometimes, all right, Greg, would you even want, like, your female to, like, propose to you or something? It's some things that I feel like you should just leave.
My woman.
To the... Yeah, you're a woman. Would you like her to propose to you? Would you feel a way?
That's different.
Is it?
No, because that's another stage. Like, that's like marriage. I mean, I don't condone that personally. That
would why? Be very, I want to hear your reason why, and then I'm going to get into it.
I mean, because I just visually, I mean, I can't see that happening. Like, that's even bigger than approaching. To be honest,
I feel like there's so much similarities in that. Where it's like,
I don't think a woman should get on her knees and
in her heels.
Yeah, and all that. No, that's a man's job. That's a man's job. That's when you know. It just doesn't look right.
Yeah. Like,
and then as a man,
that's exactly how I feel. I know it's two different like things, calibers.
Right.
But I feel the same way how you feel about that. I feel like when I approach men, so it just makes me feel like...
It's all in the approach, though, too. Because, like, you said, you look handsome. I think we should talk. Like, men, we know the game in a sense. So we already know, hey, you're trying to, like, what's up? That's why that guy probably thought, I'm just trying to kill. But if you really, like, naturally want to be friends, like, how you want it to be... Be friends. Do not talk about how he looks or anything
for real?
Like. Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Don't talk about looks. I wouldn't talk about looks.
Don't talk about.
Now that I think about it, I did shoot my shot with somebody, but it was over text, and then it was over DM. That was bad. Why did I do that? And then I unsent it because I got scared. Mm-hmm. It took it too long to answer.
Wait. All right. When it comes to guys, I definitely cannot say that they're handsome. That's a compliment. I compliment.
Well, that's a like different. That. No, that's a different compliment. Handsome versus what they have on. Like if you say, yo, those are fire kicks right there. Like I like that. They gonna be like, oh, because automatically you had there's a connection. Because if you like my kicks, what else do you like? The music that I listen to. Do you like?
Okay,
you know what I mean.
I have something to say now. I'm so sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm not trying to cut you off. I seen a video earlier, and literally what you just said just triggered that. I seen like a meme, like a video on Instagram or whatever, and some guy was like geeked over a girl saying like, oh my God, I love your outfit. And then he's like on the phone with his friends like in 2.5 seconds talking about, oh, like, yeah, she wanted to kill, bro. She really loved me, bro.
He's
like,
a dummy. He's a dummy.
And that's why I would never.
This is why.
And then he only got like that because he was on the phone with his bros. So.
See, okay.
And that's why I would
know,
never.
Like, I don't know, like, I be complimenting people, like some female friends, like, I be like, you're so beautiful, like, oh my God, like, and I don't know, I be just drastic with my compliments. I don't see it, like,
yeah.
I be like, okay, like, yeah, okay, I understand, like, somebody's like, oh, like, you're handsome, like, we would definitely be really good, like, in certain places at night, like, you know, that type of sort of thing, I guess.
That's kind of weird, though. I mean, yeah, that's very weird.
That was bad.
Yeah, it's all. I have a story. I have my coworker is a prime example. They started, the person who they dated, who they're dating now, they met on the job. She approached him, but in a way where it was like, oh, so what are you doing? Like, but in it, like, and it was almost like slightly, she said, how she says it is like slightly seductive, but not like doing too much. So like she like, you know, bent over to pick something up and then she came over and talked to them and like just had a regular conversation. She was being cute. You know what I'm saying? Like be cute in the person that, in front of the person that you like may like, you know, and approach them. But don't overly get to the point in a sense. You know what I mean? Like you have to set the icebreaker.
Mm-hmm.
See if they are receptive to you, because that's an automatic, you know, and then you start to say, have the conversation, and then, hey, let's share each other's, you know, number, Instagram, whatever the case may be, and then go into, see that person, because if you want to start off as friends in a relationship, you don't just start off with the cute, and you sexy, and you this and you that. You don't. That's not what friends do.
Really? I feel like in this
friends, because if you are approaching someone, you obviously want to be involved with that person.
Right. Yeah.
You know, but if you,
it's true.
If you have, but you know the end goal. Listen, know the end goal, but see if it even gets to that part. If yeah. it, you know, because it steps to it.
Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of people in this generation also over-sexualize a lot, especially because of music. Like, we're going back to music, and because of, like, social media, a lot of people...
I have something to say about that, too.
Like, it's making young kids grow up faster. It's making, like... I had an incident where I was on vacation, and some little-ass 7-year-old Jamaican boy said, "Hey, girl, me want to breed ya." And I was disgusted to my stomach. And his older friends are hyping him up like, yeah. And it's like, yo, this generation is lost. They really don't care about what a girl has up here anymore. It's just straight fat ass BBLs. Yo, she got a fatty. And it really doesn't go past that. It does not go past the physical level for most men.
Honestly, like, it was so funny because I was talking to my cousins about this the other day. Like, BBLs, like, this whole, like, trend that's going on and shit is, like, really, like, sickening. Because, like, first of all, the procedure itself is, like, kind of, like, life-risking. So you doing it and you getting it done by these, like, people who aren't even board certified is just, like, insane. And then not even that, like, just in general, like, you're playing with your body. Like,
yeah.
When you get a BBL, it's basically like a 360. BBL is like a 360 lipo, which means that you are transferring fat from one part of your body to the to your ass, essentially. And basically, or like to your hip area. So right here and your ass, your maximus, whatever.
Gluteus maximus.
Maximus minimus. So when you do procedures like that, the main concern that a lot of people in the healthcare field have is the idea of fat failure. Like your fat cells are literally, like, they are rejected at the site that they're injected into. And with that comes, like, your butt dropping and the whole thing just rejecting it. And you can tell, like, your skin gets darker and then your body just looks just a hot ass mess. Like,
and you have to, don't you have to keep updating it?
Well, not really updating it, but necessarily, like, getting massages, making sure that it looks a certain way, you know, and stuff like that. But just that whole trend is just a hot ass mess. But that in having that huge of an impact on, like, the new generation,
it's sickening.
Cause
I don't want to say it, but I know somebody that has a BBL, and she literally shames me for being skinny, quote unquote.
Well,
like, she literally body shames me, and I'm just like, bitch.
Who says what's better? Like, what body's better?
That's what I'm saying. But the thing is, like, you're, like, flaunting it as if you...
You paid for your body.
Yeah, you're flaunting it as if you are the most God-sent...
It's because niggas got
queen
her
on
gassed
earth.
Up.
Yeah, yo, she got it to her head.
The niggas got her gassed up.
And then you trying to make me feel like I'm less than? Like, don't do that to me.
Most of the guys that are around women like that, they don't have any...
Like, their values be so low.
I wouldn't say that they don't have anything, like, worth anything. Like, I don't think anyone's worthless, but I've met men like that who want a girl with a BBL, and
their mindset.
They don't have that type of mindset that is everlasting, if that makes sense.
Mm.
Like, they don't have something that is, like, concrete. They don't have, like, a game plan.
Yeah.
Like, most of the guys that I've met that want a girl with a BBL, they have fast money.
And it's only because they probably just want to have sex with someone with the BBL. That's all it is.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying that in their priorities, the men that she's talking about, they mostly probably just focus on sex. And I don't, the over sexualization, like, people have to understand, like, you need to only have, this is my personal opinion, I feel like you should only have sex with the person that you're involved with, because that's the energy that you're transpiring. You should not be having, and I'm not going to lie, like, I'm not a saint either, but I've learned you should not be doing that. It's just very bad. And I can say, because I've been to myself and just focused and still looking, obviously, but not jumping that gun, you know, because I'm still going to keep, like, you know, I want to find the right person, really.
And a lot of men, they fuck for sport. They have sex as if it's just a hobby.
Yeah, I don't have
time
for
that. Like, yo, what you doing tonight? Yo, I'm just about to kill it. Like, yeah. It's literally like playing 2K to them. They really think it's a game, and they don't understand that these are actual emotions, actual human beings.
Women are like that too, though. So
there's more like that now, but I feel like there's still like a larger percentage of men that are like that.
I mean, because men are naturally like,
yeah, that's true. Like that. That's true. But I feel like that's just, again, like with this evolution of like women becoming more masculine, because we don't feel comfortable to be feminine around men and let our guard down around men who stomp on us and treat us like they don't actually appreciate when we move in our femininity. So now we're like, you know what? You don't appreciate me. All right, now I'm just going to move like you. Because that's my defense mechanism. This is what I'm doing to protect myself now. I don't want to show you the true me because you don't appreciate it.
When it comes to men, I could definitely play their game too. If you want to play like that, we could play like this. Like, I could go toe-to-toe with a guy, but I'm not going to sit here and make that my whole life. You know, like, I know that there's good men out there. But I agree. Like, I'm, you know, if you're going to play me like a dog, all right, you could play me like a dog. I won't even mind you. I'm going to go talk to this guy who is interested in me and hang out with him. Like, I don't have to give you the time of day. I don't have to pay you any mind, you know? And I feel like as a woman with options, and I feel like most women have options, they just don't see it.
Where's mine at?
If you download Tinder, Hinge, or anything like that. No, I just want to let you know that like every woman in America in this world has an option. I'm just being real.
I don't want that.
I know you don't want it. I'm just saying.
Fuck.
No, but what I'm trying to say is, women have more options than men.
Yeah.
So, you just gotta, you know. I mean, it's open.
You don't have to necessarily find it. Let it come to you. Because the ones that come to you naturally and organically and passively, they are worth it.
It's very true.
Yeah. They are worth it.
And I don't wanna live like this. Like, I hate this for us. I do not want to feel like everything is a mind game and I'm trying to figure you out 24/7 and it's draining. Like, I want to feel safe to be myself around you, because it's literally like stunting who I am.
Yeah, the right person will let you do that.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about that.
No questions. Really, for real. It's honestly, like, I don't know. Like, I've been in relationship with guys who have done the whole, like, nice guy thing and, you know, done the whole nine for me. And then when I want to be in my feminine energy, they don't allow me to be because they love my masculine energy. And I feel like that's like, wow.
Really?
Yeah, and I don't know. They're like, oh, you're so aggressive. I'm like,
what?
Like, bro, I don't want to be like this forever. Like, I'm just trying to be girly and pick flowers and have fun. Like, I'm trying to live a soft life. I feel like that's also a little off-putting for me, too. Like, if you like a woman that's, like, overly aggressive or is aggressive, period, I think that's a little odd. How do you feel about that? Have you ever met anyone who's, like, masculine and then you like that type of energy? Like,
I want to say I don't care for it. Whatever, masculine, feminine, whatever you are, you are. As long as I like you as an individual and your personality is cool, like, that's what matters the most to me. Now, like, if we have an argument or whatever and you want to get dominant, I can get dominant too. But it's just like,
It's not, it is what it is.
It's like personal preference, you know?
Yeah.
That's all it is. And I don't think if a guy likes someone who's more dominant, that he's less of a man, you know?
Yeah, no, definitely. It's just his preference.
Yeah. Like, even like, there's like stay at home dads now and stuff like that. Like, you could easily say that woman is being more dominant because, what? Stay at home dad? What? And then you ask that dad is like, I'm happy. I love taking care of my kids. Like, you know?
Yeah,
so,
true.
It's personal preference.
Yeah. The roles are definitely shifting in our generation. It's definitely shifting. I don't know.
But you know what? You know why? It's because women are getting more positions of power now.
Yes.
Yeah,
so that,
sure.
that's what it is.
For sure, for sure. Gotta just adapt and move with the times.
Mm-hmm. I hate to hear help.
Help, help me, like, shit.
I don't know, I'm not.
You're 22, like, it's not, it's, you have time. Like, I mean, yeah, we all have time, though.
I honestly feel like I'm 42, like,
yeah,
honestly.
And that's because of just experience.
Please, you got me, like... Like, one question we got was, why are people getting into relationships that they aren't ready for?
That's a good one. I think because people aren't comfortable with themselves and they need to fill their void of loneliness.
Definitely. Definitely.
Like, people always have to be stimulated. Like, not, I'm not saying everybody, but...
Mm-hmm.
I see it all the time. People always have to be, like, a lot of people feel like they have to be around people all the time and they have to keep themselves from actually facing themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what plays into this, like, toxic, like, relationship cycle and trauma where people are just passing these negative characteristics onto each other and they go into this relationship with this same mindset they had that they learned from that other toxic relationship. They don't go in it with a clean slate because they didn't do the work to get there in the, with the clean slate.
That's
for
right.
a fact.
That's right.
Next question. I'm eating all of these
yeah,
up.
Yeah,
no,
that's
I'm
right.
yeah.
What y'all got to say?
I agree. That's pretty, that's basically it. You have to look inward. You have to know yourself before you get some... You have to love yourself first to love someone else in general.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And the only way you do that is by...
You just made me get a, like a good like. Do you guys believe in unconditional love?
Yeah.
Do you believe in unconditional love?
What does that look like?
Unconditional love is when you love somebody no matter what condition they're in. Like no matter what they do, you still love them. Like even if they hurt your feelings, you still try to work it out because you still love them.
Yeah.
There's no conditions on it.
Yeah, I like that in general.
Yeah. So. There was this, like, yo, my job be having some deep people come in because I work at a vegan restaurant. You know, they be so, like, deep and shit. I don't know.
Yeah.
Damn.
But
why you looked at me like that? Go
You're
ahead.
Just smart
individuals. How I looked at you?
Like,
she's trying. But it was some guy, he came in and he was just talking about relationships. It was some Rasta man. He was like, oh, do you know that, like, when you, if a guy is to cheat on his wife, real unconditional love will make you stay with that man because you're loving him with no conditions. How do you feel about that?
Come on, I mean, you, it happens if you will love
you
that man. I understand what you said.
I would not stay with a man. Yeah,
it's all preference, but somebody else would. Somebody else would do that, though.
First of all, he don't, clearly he don't even love me. Like you.
But
out,
that's not unconditional
that's usually,
love then, is it?
He's not giving me unconditional love.
But you're not giving it back then.
And I'm not going to give it back because you already stepped out.
So did you even unconditionally love him from the beginning?
Yeah. I did until he cheated on me.
But then you put a condition on it. So the condition
okay,
all right, of him all right, all right. cheating
I get, on okay.
It was just made me think.
No,
I'm
no,
like,
it
oh,
it made me think too. Just not like, oh, okay, maybe I didn't even unconditionally love him.
Yeah,
to begin
do we
with,
really
but,
understand what unconditional love
but
is?
But at the same time, like when you're talking about cheating and affairs and all of this other stuff, it's like kind of like, did you didn't even love me unconditionally? Like, you know, why should I even bother continuing?
Why assume that, though?
Because why would you step out of the relationship? If we're involved and you step out, it's like, why are we even involved with each other? Like, you wanted to go see something, you wanted to go and especially if you're married, too, you're taking vows. That's a whole nother level, too. Like, I understand. Okay, like, if you're in a relationship with somebody, you're still technically single, honestly speaking. You're involved with that person? Yeah, yeah, boyfriend and girlfriend, yeah. But when you're married, it's a whole nother level. We're ingrained with each other now.
That's wild that you just said that, by the way.
Ingrained?
No, I'm talking about boyfriend and girlfriend. Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, you're still single.
Yeah, you are.
So
you
can cheat? No, you're not.
So you can cheat?
No, you're not.
Wait, that just negated everything you just...
No, you're not.
Can I just say something? That just negated everything you just said, just so you know. Like, so it's okay for you to cheat. Because you're single, if you're with a boy, if you have a boyfriend or your girlfriend, but it's not okay when you're married though.
When you're married, the difference between marriage and relationships, like just boyfriend and girlfriend, we'll say, there's a difference. You're dating, you're understanding one another, so you're still getting to know each other. If you've been dating, like, a year and plus, okay, we've been together for 12 months straight. I feel like I have a concept of who you are and what you represent and how you view certain parts of life because I've seen you in different environments. Now, when you're married and you've been together for a year and plus and you guys have met each other's families, you guys celebrate holidays, you've known that person long enough and everything of the sort, you guys done it all under the sun, and you guys are married, and you guys are established, you guys have the same religions, or you guys, like, it's a whole nother level.
There's boyfriend and girl.
But boyfriend and girlfriend.
They do that. They do that, too, though.
They do, like, do that.
And they sometimes move together.
You have to have a foundation for the marriage, and exactly. That relationship is the foundation.
Yes.
You can't just, if you have to treat it as if it's a marriage and have that mindset. So when you go into the marriage, you're like, all right, I could trust this person because as a boyfriend and girlfriend, they were loyal.
You don't sign that paper unless you trust that person.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like the paper is just like
it's just business. It's just, yeah, it's business.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, let me, okay. That, I don't know. Everyone has different points of view of marriage.
For sure.
I don't know. For me, the married couples I've seen and, you know, been around, they actually love each other. They don't see it as, like, a business sort of sense. Like, they actually married because they really love each other. They've been with each other for a long time. And they feel like, okay, like, you know, I trust you and I love you and we've done it all. Like, you know, let's settle down. Let's get married. But I don't know. Like, I feel like I wouldn't personally cheat on my boyfriend. But if my boyfriend cheated on me and we're together, I'd be like, okay, but I can't be with you. Do you get what I mean? It's just like, I can't be with you. Like, that, if that ever were to happen in a relationship, yeah, that can happen and it's okay, whatever. But I'm not going to stay with you. That's my personal opinion. I wouldn't stay with somebody.
So it's not okay for...
For my opinion, no, it's not okay. But okay. I've met people, like, I've had conversations with people that were like, oh, you know, that... tends to happen when you're dating
that's
somebody.
That's a dub. Mm-mm. Next question.
I feel like you have something to say. Right?
Yeah.
Because you just said, basically, it's not you personally would not take someone that cheated on you, right?
No.
But it's okay to cheat if you're in a relationship and not married.
No.
It's not okay to cheat when you're married.
No.
But
I'm saying, you know what you were saying earlier.
In a relationship.
In a relationship, yeah. Because you're not.
But
you're
it's not.
Not.
You, but like,
not
wait. You know how you see yourself, you're contradicting yourself because you're not okay?
No, I get what you mean. But in my personal sense, if I'm dating somebody and, you know, you are going to step out of that situation, like, it's the idea of agreements because some people have, like, rules for their relationships.
I was going to say that.
I didn't know that was a thing until I had that conversation with a friend of mine.
Yeah.
This is the person I even installed this in my mind. But
don't.
She told me that, you know, like me and my boyfriend, they've been dating for like 5 months at that time. And she says that, you know, he wants to step out of the relationship for whatever the case may be. And I was like, why? Like, girl, I wouldn't do that. Don't do that. Don't agree to that because, you know, there's STDs, stuff like that. You know, stuff out there that could risk your relationship. And she's like, oh, but it's fine because he can explore and he can do whatever he wants. Those are the agreements that they made in their relationship for it to work.
Okay.
That's why I brought that up. I personally would not do that shit because I'm a crazy ass woman. But, hey, that's me.
All right, next question.
Did I?
No, you made sense. Yeah, you're good, yeah. But then it's sense, like, it's like, I don't know.
It's just a disagreement.
Whoever installed that in you needs to uninstall that ASAP.
I personally don't do that in my relationship.
But as long as someone has, they have the conversation.
Yeah, if you have that conversation, that's
but that's polygamy. Goal. Just that you're in a polygamous relationship. Right. Then.
Instead
you're
like
okay
that.
With that, just say you're in an open relationship.
I'm glad they
discussed
that.
Even that, I don't get that.
The whole open relationship. Oh, let's get into that.
Yeah.
Let's get into that. Because I feel like social media has created a world where we feel like we have more access than we really do. We all feel like, not all of us, but a lot of men and women feel like they have access to their crush or access to, like, going on a date with somebody they wouldn't have access to in real life. And that can come to a detriment to the actual relationship they're in. And I feel like having more choices in this generation has made us make even poorer choices. So how do you feel about having just this plethora of young, fine, black excellence to choose from on social media and Tinder, all these dating apps? How do you feel about that? Like,
I don't know. Like, right now, I can't even answer that right now because I'm, like, so, like, ugh, I don't even want to get into that. But okay, in general, I feel like, it's cool, like, you get to connect with people, you keep an open mind, you know, hang out with people, try to understand people, hear different perspectives. I see it as more of, like, a networking, social type of way, like, social media, like, using social media for what it's really there for, like, socialize. Mm-hmm. You know, nothing too, let's not get into, like, details, not too into that, you know, but definitely just, like, you know, like, meeting guys, seeing how they are, not in a romantic type of sense, just platonic, you know, getting to know you.
But don't you think, like, it makes relationships more complicated, especially when you, like, oh, are you going to post me? Oh, why don't you post me and stuff like that?
That was, like, also another thing. Like, some, like, past situation I was in, he, like, kind of was just mad, like, oh, like, why should I even watch? Like, at times we would have conversations, you'd be like, oh, like, why should I even deal with this? Like, why should I even deal with you? Like, I, you know, and I'm like, okay.
Because they feel like they have options.
Yeah, and my response is always going to be this. Like, if you feel like you want to entertain those other options, go ahead, go do that. But I'm not going to hold, like, I'm a type of woman, I'm not going to hold a man back.
I feel like what he wants guys to do. Move like females are so disposable nowadays. And they don't really take the time to appreciate a good girl when they see them right in front of you. We could smack them right in the face. And they act like, okay, I'm going to act hard to get, or I'm going to act like I don't feel these feelings I feel towards her and play this mind game and act like I still got my hoes. You know what I mean?
I feel like that's just so, like, you're doing too much.
Yeah,
like,
that's why I...
Like, it's simple like this. Like, relationships could be simple if you allow it to be simple.
You can't
sit here and play in someone's face and act as though, like, oh, like I don't need you. Like,
yeah,
you
I feel like social media together. Complicates relationships, too. And that's why I want my man to... I want him to have, like, 10 followers and, like, one photo max. Aww.
Manifest
and I'm not going to follow him, and he's not going to follow me on.
Why'd you even say, like that statistic? Like, you know, like, why'd you make it like that? Why did it have to be like that? I feel like men...
I feel like it complicates life, just...
No, it's all individual. If that man who's not giving you the time of day or feel like he has options, obviously is a hurt person. because he probably didn't do the groundwork. He can't deal with you. He feels like he has to deal with someone else, and he's running away from the issue, like, at hand, like I was saying earlier. Like, it's all, you have to do the work, the groundwork. You can't just jump into a relationship. That's the issue right there, too. Yeah. You can't just sleep with everybody either. Mm-hmm. I mean, but that's the thing. If you want to stay on that path and you want to just, like, just hone in on that, like, I don't know. I'm just, like, I don't get it.
How do you feel about dating apps? Do you feel like
it's like networking? It's cool. I mean, it's cool if you could get whatever you want out of it, to be honest. Like, most of, I probably say half of my followers is probably from dating apps, and it's not even like I've even met with some of them. It's just like networking, to be honest.
Okay, interesting.
You just take what you want out of it. Like, right now,
would you ever go into it with the intention of finding somebody?
Only on specific apps. Like I feel like Hinge is probably the best probably app to right do that. And yeah, because it's like
a lot of people say that they love Hinge.
What about Tinder?
Tinder is
kills only.
Yeah, but you can find good people. But like that's the thing when you what you said. I think it was you that said it earlier mm-hmm. when you were talking about if the person just naturally comes to you, mm-hmm. it's just better that way. Because a lot of the people that I have a friend that's actually in a relationship from Tinder, and some people get married from Tinder.
They
too.
Probably did. Like so, I think it was like before 2017. After that,
it went. I don't crazy. Even know like the whole like 2023 Tinder, and now it's just like
I'm gonna be. Honest.
It makes no sense to be like you could walk outside and
yeah. Meet people. I don't use dating apps at all.
I used it like a few times. Biggest regret in my life.
I've used it since I was 18.
Oh, you're still on it.
No, I'm not on it. Not anymore. Uh-oh. No.
I can't.
Oh, wait. Actually, I think I am on it, but I don't go on it as much. I don't go on it as much because I treat it almost like true, like how women treat it. I'm going to tell you the truth. Women treat it like it's a game. Yeah, to be honest.
Really?
They literally will go out with their friends, drink, have their fun, and then go on Tinder like, oh, he's ugly. Oh, yeah. Oh, that. They just
not
like,
dead ass.
They're just
gone
a game.
Over it.
Yeah.
Like, it's a girl's
really?
Activity.
Yes.
You never had, like, and he'd be like, oh, he's cute. Oh, he's not. No?
I just told you, I don't use dating
apps.
I don't use dating apps.
Yeah, fuck them shits, honestly.
I'd rather go, like, to a bar, have fun, dance on the guy, and then, like, that's it.
But dating apps are, but if you're very, very busy,
you watch too much damn TV.
No, I deadass do that, bro. Oh my god, I'm dead serious.
Like, last you go to bars and
Last time I went out, I was dancing with a guy, and then I just disappeared. He kept asking my friend where I went, and I went home.
Oh, that's so mysterious of you.
Yeah. I don't like, don't leave a tree.
That's kind of messed. That's kind of messed up, though.
How is that messed up?
Because he was asking for you. Like, if he wasn't really liking you.
He could have been like, come back.
He'll be all right.
Nah, he's not doing all right. You already left. He already left.
If he's meant for me, he will find me.
Yeah, exactly. God will send him.
That's kind of messed up.
I'm on YouTube.
That's messed up. That's messed up, though.
You don't, this hoe right here.
That's messed up.
I'm right here. Come find me. But I don't know.
Like, what if that happened to you? Like, how do you leave a guy? You dancing with a guy, you just leave.
I don't know. Like, I believe in divine timing. Like, if I connect with somebody right here, you know, and I'm gonna find them.
Wait,
because
not only. What is going on? You literally just talked about how men should talk to their woman about the issues and everything at hand, but you go to a club,
but
you dance on a person, and just leave.
Right, like,
you
don't tell that. Stranger.
But no. Oh, it was a stranger?
Yeah.
But, like, yes. You go outside, you meet people, right?
Okay, and like, if I'm dancing with you, I'm not really going to get your number. Like, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
You want me to really, like,
I'm just saying, I feel like everything
in the
should be
club.
Heard.
Like, I can't barely hear.
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying
can barely hear, got it.
What I'm saying is the act of you leaving him mm-hmm. without telling him, just leaving him.
But be real. Like, be fucking for real, Greg. Would you look for your girl in a club?
Like,
yes.
You would? All right.
What do you
see?
Mean? What do you mean?
He said he would look for a girl in the club. Like, for would you look for, like, no, your woman in the club? Like, your...
Oh, I thought you said, like, look... You said look for... Like,
no, like, look for your woman in the club.
If it comes to be, then yeah. I mean, I don't... You don't necessarily go to a club to look for girls. That's not me. But like, I go to a club and have my own fun. If it comes, it comes.
Yeah.
But like, if you, what I'm saying is, if you're like, if you dance with someone, mm-hmm. right, there's a connection already. You chose to dance with that person. Why? You probably thought he was cute. You probably thought he was something, you know? Mm-hmm. So obviously that guy is behind like, wow, oh, all right, she messing with me. Mm-hmm. That's why he was looking for you. Because he's like, damn, yeah, she just stayed.
I was so tired.
But that's what...
nah, it would have never went nowhere. I busted wine on somebody before and...
But you don't know that. You don't know that, though. He was on me bad.
Like, the man, white on rice.
Yo, like, white on rice. It was just a dance, my boy. He would wanted me to fall asleep on FaceTime with him. That one dance made him fall in love. Like, it was, I had to block him.
That's just that one individual that acts like that. So not all men are the same.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, true. But I don't know. I can't.
You can't let one man be the judge of all.
That's true.
Like, that's true. Yeah, no.
And that's what's wrong with a lot of us. In this generation, we let one bad apple spoil it for
the whole farm.
You got your heart broken when you were 7 years old in the first grade, and you carry that shit with you until you 30. Like,
30
like
is
dogging out every girl. Like, let it go.
Or any guy.
The more you're out, the more you put yourself out there, the more opportunity you have of probably finding that person.
Yeah, for a fact.
You'll start to see that there's different people out here in this world. And it doesn't matter what race it is, what sex it is.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find that person. And you'll be surprised at what you find. Like, I personally have been shocked by the people who I've connected with. I'm like, whoa, like, I wasn't expecting her to be like that. Mm. That was a great interaction. No, most of the time I'm at work, so it's obviously. But
really,
that,
I'm just looking at the book.
What I was more so focused on was the act of leaving someone when you're connecting with someone. You know what I mean?
Okay.
That's what I'm more focused on, because when you say that men have a difficult time explaining their issues to women or whatever, but at the same time you turn around and leave that man who connected with you, who felt a connection. And he's just like lost in the wind. Now you know why that man may come out and be like, "Yo,
maybe this is my karma for leaving that guy at the club like 5 months ago." Damn, so, I should have never did that.
Yeah, because everything is purposeful. If a woman comes to me and dances on me, I want to get to know her or like get her something information out of it. Like something.
It was so crazy because like I don't know, like he kept asking me stuff about myself, and I have terrible hearing. So I'm
me too.
My ear is on there.
Yo, I'll ask you what.
I'm like, what?
Yo, I'll ask you what, like, 10 times. Like, bear with me.
I'm like, what? What? I'm sorry, what? Can we go outside? I can't hear nothing.
Like, don't give up. Just keep, I'm going to hear you. Just keep asking.
So it's, I don't know. Like, I feel like trying to mac at the club, it's like kind of like.
Yeah.
Worst place.
It's a lot of stuff going on, too.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff going on,
I feel like clubs is just strictly just for, like, I mean, if you're in VIP, I feel like that's the best place to be.
But oh, definitely.
That, if you're, like, in the group, the floor,
mm-hmm.
there's
nah,
too much
definitely
going on.
Though.
It's no, and then I just think it looks, I've been in, like, VIP, and it looks bad. Like, you like, everybody looks bad.
Have you ever seen
like the floor and like how everyone's just together
when you're like,
and, like
up
you're
there
drinking,
and you're looking down
and then,
you're like
yeah I don't want to do that.
I've never been in a club. Wait, I have once. Okay, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
it's like when you look down and you see everybody dancing and ups, it's boring.
Right,
it's boring. The VIP section is kind of boring.
I like being in a lounge VIP section. Like it's calm.
It's
like you
better.
Drink. You
nah,
drink
I like being in the action. I want to be throwing my ass in a circle downstairs.
But I love the
That's
mosh pit
yeah.
too. The,
mm-hmm. yeah, I need to be in the action.
I like to be in like that area.
I don't
want to
be acting
it's
bougie
nice.
Like. Sip on my Moscato.
Bougie in the VIP. You could throw it back
you
in
could,
the VIP.
You could, yeah.
But I guess I just didn't have
just
a lot of people. I feel like you just need a lot. Yeah. Like, you need to be
need
squatted
girl.
Up.
Mm-hmm.
I only had, like, it was only three of us. We were like, yeah, this shit corny. Let's go downstairs.
Yeah.
It's all on the bed. Depends on the vibe and everything. Plus,
that's true.
Newscaster, she was talking about how she wouldn't date someone that's a bus driver.
Why? My dad was a bus driver.
And there was a black woman who was saying that, and then... Like, everyone was like, oh, why wouldn't you date a bus driver, blah, 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 blah. But they were, like, trying to, like, go at her because she had standards for herself.
I mean, what's wrong with a bus driver? She's bugging out.
Okay.
No, it depends. No, no, because it's the intent.
It was triggering.
But this is what I mean by stages and like, like it's the intent. Because she was saying if that bus driver plans to own his own bus company one day, I can probably, all right, like you have more aspirations than just this than just working for someone. You know? And, you know, they were trying to like go at her. For having that standard. Like, everybody has a standard. And, like, every culture has a standard, too.
Yeah.
Even, like, Asian culture, like, they stay within the family. They they build their money up. Mm-hmm. They don't go outside of it. That's a standard, you know? Mm-hmm. Everyone has a standard. So, and I think that was more so towards, like, Black women, how they can't have high standards. They have to settle for less. And stuff like that. And she was saying, no, like, I have a standard. If you don't meet that standard, okay. And that's why I was saying everything is individual. You have a standard for who you want, what you want, and how you're going to get it in life. It's okay if it's someone else doesn't meet it. That's cool.
Right. But, well, like, somebody will meet it. There's a borderline between standards, a thin borderline between standards and delusion.
So what's delusion?
I feel like delusion is unrealistic expectations.
But see, that ties into like pessimism.
No, I feel like
think it's like delusion.
No, because I know for a fact I'm not going to marry give me somebody. And Michael B. Jordan.
Mm-hmm. That's pessimism though.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
It what? Is. Okay. Because Michael B. Jordan, because he could walk in here. What if he walked in here?
That nigga not walk. You see, that's delusion now.
It's not delusion. You don't know that. We don't
Brooklyn
know.
Brooklyn College is closing down. Like,
that's what I'm saying. That's delusion.
You don't know what's next. So you can't. I DM celebrities all the time.
Mm-hmm. And how many of them answer?
I don't care.
Exactly.
But like,
it's a thin line.
It's not delusion. Because I'm going in optimistic.
It's not pessimism, though. If you could connect with a celebrity and you guys hit it off, kudos to you.
And
like, there's
people.
Some celebrities that
they are just people.
Yeah, they
but
are just people. Like, there are some people, there are some celebrities that end up dating their fans, believe it or not. But, like, I also wouldn't say, like, Michael B. Jordan's gonna burst up in here in 5 minutes.
That's what I'm
seconds.
Saying. It's a thin
but
line between
at the same
realism.
Time, like, when it comes to romantic relationships, like, people have to just be real with themselves. Like,
yeah.
You know, like, I don't know, like, when I was, one of my exes I was dating, like, he was down bad, and, you know, I seen him through a lot of shit, and I told him, like, listen, like, if you ever need help, like, I'm always here for you, like, and that's the type of woman I am, like, I will stand by my man, like, you going through some shit, okay, we going through some shit together, like, let me know what I can help you with, but some guys don't want to talk about their struggles, and some guys just rather stay there and stay stagnant in their problems and stay on that one level of stage one in their career.
I don't want to sound like Kevin Samuels, or rest in peace to him. Hope he's good and all that. I mean, you
he's
know. But Kevin, Kevin Sam, like, I don't want to sound like him, but it was some truth to what he was saying, because, like, all right, you said she doesn't want anybody as a bus driver, right?
CDL drivers make a lot of money.
No, okay, like, but it's the intent, though. What I was saying was,
she would rather somebody that's like,
it could be a bus driver.
Own their own, like,
no.
Is a boss?
No, it could be a bus driver, but does the bus driver have aspirations to one day own his own bus company? You know what I mean? Like, is that person stuck and wants
did
to
she,
retire?
Did she elaborate on that in
yes,
that video? Okay,
that.
Okay, all right. All right, so I'm going to shut up then. I was about to go in, but now it's like,
yeah, I feel like if you're a man and you still want more out of life and you put the action to do more in life, then by all means, that's fine with me.
Yeah.
Like, and I feel like that's with most women, too. Like, they just want a guy who is going to continue to inspire them and then be inspired by their partner.
That's what I'm looking for myself. That's crazy if
wow.
you said that.
Greg,
I'm
wow.
looking for
you gonna get it.
That's what
I feel
I
like
want.
That's also a key of a healthy relationship. Like,
yeah.
And that's a big thing that I've been preaching about within my personal life. Like the last guy I was with and dealing with, I always told him, like, listen, like, you don't, I'm gonna be frank, you do not inspire me.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I inspire you so much. I'm, you know, I have, like, a busy work week myself, and, you know,
Monday through Thursday, I'm at work all the time. I'm at work until midnight. And I come home and I do it all over again. And then the days I am off, I'm doing podcasts. I'm creating content. I'm doing stuff that stimulates my mind, or I'm putting that energy into my family, you know? And every time, like, he will ask me, like, how do you do it? Like, you know, you don't get an emotional break. You don't have a break. And I'm like, because I'm not where I want to be.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And, you know, like,
they don't understand that.
Yeah, like, and he never understood it. And he just was inspired by it, but he never put in that effort himself to want more.
So I learned something today to piggyback on that about thinking long-term and goals. Because that man probably never thought long-term, never thought 10 years. Probably didn't think he would be alive in the next year. I don't know. But, like, the guy that I was talking to earlier today, he was telling me that you can't live in the moment. You have to, like, prepare for the moment.
Yeah.
Like know that the moment's coming, and you have to be prepared for that moment.
Yeah.
Instead of being living in the moment. So when you talk about long-term and, like, you just have a vision of what you see your success looking like, that's powerful. And if it doesn't matter, like, sometimes people can't see that, though. Like, and that I can use your word, delusional. Like, people may think that you're delusional or whatever. But that, like I said, pessimism. Like, that is.
But I don't always think delusion is bad.
Yeah, delusion could be a good thing.
I think you need to be a little bit delusional to.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Honestly,
I think a healthy dose of delusion.
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to be honest with you. The way that I live my life now, if you told me pre-pandemic, this is what you're doing, Ivana, I would have been like, you're crazy. You're delusional.
That's what I'm saying.
Because half of this shit I would never do.
But I don't want to hear that, though.
I'm going to be the next Oprah Winfrey, it sounds delusional.
No, it's not.
But it's also
But the thing is that it's not. But at the same time,
like,
some delusion.
I do.
I agree with both of you.
But if I say it to certain people, it might sound like delusion.
Forget them.
But it's a healthy dose of, like, I guess delusion is not a good word. Let me look that word up real quick.
Yeah. I think, like, just living in, I guess manifesting would be the better sense. I don't know. But I can't really think of the word either. But at the same time, like, I get what Deja's saying.
That's a bad word. That's a bad word.
Why?
Yeah, I'm not delusional.
Okay.
Characterized by or holding false beliefs.
Why are we always Googling words on you?
Because I need to make sure I know what I'm saying.
We just need a dictionary, bro.
yeah. It's not healthy.
We
got to
cop
delusional.
One.
Fuck that. Scratch,
you know,
all that.
Crazy? That was dead a trend, like, on TikTok at one point. I'm not going to lie.
You heard that on TikTok too, right?
Like, being delusional is like, I'm going to stay delusional because, you know, that's what got me to this place. And it's like this girl who's on TikTok and she's like,
I heard
she's a content
that
creator
TikTok.
And she makes a ton of money. Like, she's successful in what she does. So,
yeah,
I guess
it's not delusion. It's a better word for that.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, the word is yours. Honestly.
Yeah.
So I believe in anything that I'm going to do. I don't care, regardless
of period.
What anybody says.
Period.
Like, I'm going to be the greatest. I'm going to be the richest. I'm going to be the most famous.
Period.
I don't give a damn what anybody says.
Mm-hmm.
And I see that. And every day, every action that I take every day, I put work into that long-term goal.
Mm-hmm.
So for someone to, like, if you say, I want to be the next Oprah Winfrey, and they think that's delusion, that's on you.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still going to be who I know I'm going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So forget what you're saying.
Yeah.
You know? And I would love to have people that like that around me as well. But then again, you're gonna have to be along your journey, you're gonna have to deal with people who may not believe in what you see. And that's okay.
Yeah.
But they'll see.
They will.
And that's how I move, and it's just
And it's funny because those same people be the first ones in line. When you say what you were going to do and they didn't believe you, they'd be the first ones in line broadcasting it.
I knew you were going to do it.
Yeah, I've been with you. You remember when I seen the potential. Yo,
remember when
I gave you that dollar to help you get the, like, no.
Dollar,
bro. You always trying to insert yourself into my damn
personal
journey.
I would be like, yeah, I remember, man. That's what's up. Like, I saw a clip of Michael B. Jordan. He was doing, remember he was in the red carpet?
And then he's
like, with that girl.
Yeah. He was like, oh, no, you thought I was a lame back in high school, huh? Or whatever.
He
was soccer. And then, I mean, I think it went out of proportion because she kind of explained what happened. But it's just like almost like that. Like, I wouldn't say that. I would say, oh, yeah, I would say it, but I'm like, you know what, but it's cool.
Yeah.
Like, you see me now. Mm-hmm. And you assess what that, how you feel about that, you know? But, yeah, I think that's my take on that. Because, honestly, the way I move now, like, this is girl, okay? Mm-hmm. And she's at another stage in life. And she mm-hmm. would have never talked to me 3 years, 4 or 5 years ago. Even, mm-hmm. like, never. And I understood. But now, like, it's like I'm getting to that level, you know? And I'm happy. But,
three like, jobs.
But temporarily. Because I want one job. I want no job. I want to
be yeah, but stuff. You but, like, manifesting
all,
it.
Yeah, yeah, manifesting, you know? And mm-hmm. but and even the girl that I want, like, I'm manifesting that. It may, like you said, maybe I it may be, now that I can understand why you would say delusional in that sense. Because mm-hmm. that girl may not like you. Oh, that guy may not like you. But, yeah, because you never communicated. You know what
yeah.
I mean? But it's just like, it's almost like a, you know, something that you know how to get, you know what they want, you know what they look at to try to get to that point. But this could be not with a girl, but in like general with at work or career wise. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what the company wants. Be that, do that, mm-hmm. even go past that and then put yeah. yourself in a successful position to yeah. expand on that. You know what I mean?
What I want from a relationship, I know what I know, but what I want from a relationship is for us to be clear with our intentions. That's the main thing. And for us to have the same mindset. Because a lot of people go into relationships and y'all views and y'all beliefs don't even align, but you try to force it so much just to say, oh, I got a boyfriend. We look good together.
It's ridiculous.
But I really, really, really want to emphasize when I go into a relationship that we are both intentional and everything we want out of the relationship is on the table and exactly. we let each other know. This is what I want from you, and this is what I want from me. And if you don't want that, then adios.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I swear, people get like some type of fixation is the word, maybe, when they say my boyfriend or my
yeah, yeah,
or my husband mm-hmm. or my wife did, and I'm like,
it's like a cool. sense of ownership. In a way?
Yeah,
I don't know. They, but yeah. most of the time when they do speak about their like, partner, they feel happy. Yeah. Like they're like proud. Yeah. So yeah. it's almost
like an accomplishment.
Like, exactly. Yeah. yeah, that's really what it is.
But mm-hmm. some people be like, "You're mine."
But I feel like too, nobody like, wants to die alone. Like when you're getting older, too, people start like getting dying scared. Alone. Like oh you, this like this also, auntie who's 45 don't got a husband and then they like kind of say it as if she didn't do well in life. You know what I mean?
I'm perfectly comfortable.
I feel like people Sorry. Just have to understand you die alone, you live alone, you die alone, alone and you're born alone. Like if you don't
But
understand
you don't have to
that,
live alone. What do you mean you don't by have, that?
Oh, like not live alone. Like you wake up by yourself. You go okay. to sleep by yeah. yourself. You when you're at your darkest times, you're mostly by yourself. Like yeah. you know like you and that's why sometimes yeah. You have to find comfort in yourself. If you don't find comfort in yourself, you're never yeah. gonna ever be in a good relationship because you're always going to chase down the idea of being with someone and yeah. constantly having that. It's gonna be tiring because you're gonna be like, oh my god, I want somebody mm-hmm. I need somebody. You
become codependent.
Yeah, you become codependent. And then when you are dependent, it's like you don't even know what to do.
You don't even know how to behave outside of yeah. a relationship. You don't know what to do with yourself in your free time now.
Ladies and gentlemen, you need to focus on yourself.
Focus up.
On yourself.
On yourself. Look know inward. Yourself. Look inward.
And then you're able to assess everything. That's why I'm okay with, like, dying alone. If that's okay.
I mean, we all die alone.
We're all
gonna die. I think you said be comfortable with yourself.
Yeah.
I feel like the more comfortable you are with yourself, you're okay with stuff like that.
Yeah.
Shout out to you for listening to the end. If you listen to the end, oh my God, thank you. Oh my God, you made it to the end. Yeah.
Mind over matter, baby.
Mind over matter, baby. Make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend, mother. That is mind over matter, baby.